On this week's episode, EMU honors the late Marilyn Horace Moore by naming a scholarship after her, and the Ypsilanti City Council votes that it is illegal to discriminate against someone who has a misdemeanor conviction. I am your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. Horace Moore taught at EMU for over 25 years before her unexpected death in April. Horace Moore taught criminal justice and policing within the university's criminology and criminal justice department. She was also the academic advisor for the entire department, which encompassed 600 students, and she was the coordinator of the criminology internship program. Before becoming a professor at EMU, Horace Moore was the first black female police officer to serve undercover in the Drug Enforcement Unit for the Ypsilanti Police Department and the Michigan State Police. She was also the first black woman to become a lieutenant in the Ypsilanti Police Department. She served in this position from 1973 to 1974. EMU has established a new scholarship in her name for the criminology and criminal justice majors. The scholarship is in the amount of $400. Students who wish to apply must have a declared major in criminology or criminal justice, be enrolled for the fall term of the award year, have achieved a minimum of 60 credit hours at the time of applying for the scholarship. Applicants also have to write an essay detailing their financial need or their future career goals within law enforcement. Dr. Denise Reeling, a professor of sociology at EMU and a chairman of the committee for the scholarship, said, quote, "I think that so many times we have students who get close to finishing their program or term and encounter financial difficulties, which can be very disheartening. Having an additional $400 truly can make a difference and determine whether or not a student finishes their degree," end quote. Students have until February 15, 2021 to apply for the scholarship. The recipients of the scholarship will be notified no later than April 15th. The Michigan Office of the Attorney General has denied charges against the Washtenaw County Deputy Sheriff involved in a use of force incident that took place earlier this year. On May 26th, in the Upper Ridge neighborhood of Ypsilanti Township, a viral video spread on Facebook Live of Officer Austin Pearson repeatedly punching Shatina Grady L. in the head. During this incident, police also tased Shatina's husband, Daniel. Following the video, the public was outraged and organized numerous protests in Ypsilanti. On September 15th, the Attorney General's office released this statement. Quote, "The use of force was justified and appropriate given the suspect's level of resistance and that he committed no criminal offense in his interactions with Shatina Grady L." End quote. Shatina Grady L. is being charged with 3 counts of resisting and obstructing an officer, a 2-year felony, and 1 count of resisting and obstructing an officer causing injury, a 4-year felony. She also faces 1 count of malicious destruction of police property, a 4-year felony. Daniel Grady L. is being charged with 2 counts of resisting and obstructing an officer, a 2-year felony. No court dates have been set, and arraignment is still pending. On September 15th, the Ypsilanti City Council unanimously voted that discriminating against people with misdemeanor conviction would be illegal. This vote was a revision of the Ordinance 1297. Originally, the ordinance only covered people who had federal charges. Individuals with misdemeanors could still be subject to discrimination. Ordinance 1279 is an ordinance designed to prevent discrimination within Ypsilanti. Despite the unanimous decision, City Council members and city officials have some concerns about the ordinance. City Attorney John Baer stated that the ordinance is not crystal clear because the ordinance prohibits discrimination but lacks the specifics on what that discrimination may entail.
If a person puts on their application, "Have you been convicted of a misdemeanor?" That might be evidence toward discrimination, but again, in the ordinance, there's a provision that says you can't unreasonably discriminate against someone with a misdemeanor, but if the misdemeanor would have a direct bearing on the object, for instance, if you're hiring someone to deal with a lot of money and they have a prior misdemeanor conviction of embezzlement or fraud or stealing, that would be something that could be considered. It wouldn't be considered wrongful discrimination if you said, "Well, I'm not going to let a person with a record of criminal financial behavior handle my money." I mean, it's not a crystal clear thing.
The city of Ypsilanti first established this discrimination ordinance in 2017. This ordinance prohibits discrimination based on immigration status, sex, sexual orientation, and gender identity. People that feel that they have been discriminated against can file a civil action against the offender. Anyone who is found guilty of violating the ordinance can pay a fine of up to $500. Washtenaw County Prosecutor nominee Ellie Savitt stopped at Park Ridge Park on September 22nd to discuss the criminal justice system with Ypsilanti residents. This was done as part of the Criminal Justice Listening Tour. Along with Savitt, other panelists were Washtenaw Public Defender Delphia T. Simpson, Chief Judge of the Washtenaw County Trial Court Carol Kuhnkick, and Washtenaw County Judge Patrick Conlin. During this discussion, members of the public had 3 minutes to pose their questions and concerns about the criminal justice system. The two main topics of the discussion were the Citizens for Racial Equality in Washtenaw, CREW, report, and inmates with mental illness. The CREW report showed that people of color are more likely to be charged with felonies than their white counterparts. Savitt had this to say about CREW's finding. Quote, when we identify where we're seeing differential treatment, my vow is that we are going to eliminate that differential treatment, end quote. As part of the forum, a U of M student brought up the fact that people with mental illness are 3 times more likely to go to jail than to receive the care that they need. In response, Savitt stated that the screening process for individuals with mental illness needs to be improved and that more funding needs to go towards treatment centers. The next stops on the tour include Timbertown Park on September 29th and Wheeler Park on September 30th. To attend, you must RSVP. To do that, go to the link on our website. All forums are outside and masks are required. As always, thank you for listening, and thank you to reporters Cameron Eberle, Tyler Gaw, and Juliana Lumier for today's stories. Full-length articles on each story we covered today can be found at easternecho.com. Until next week, I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this has been the Eastern Echo Podcast.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel-Kobun-Sugg and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo podcast.